Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, ratings and reviews are so important to growing the show, and I'm super grateful for those of you that have given one. Here's why they're important. The more contractors and home improvement service companies that hear the stuff that we're putting out every day of the week, the more people that are exposed to that, the industry gets better across the board. All right. So I want to read a couple of reviews here. I'm super grateful for Catman on June 6th said, "The real deal. Tom and the crew are hands down the most inspiring and genuine thing I've heard and or seen on the internet. I can't say enough good about this outfit. The contractor fight is a game changer for any and every contractor out there. If you're not listening and following the contractor fight, you are leaving money on the table." I could go on and on. Just check them out. Thanks so much, Catman WW73, for that review. Means a lot, man. Hey, got another review here from Sampleson. "Building myself. As I've come into being a better man, I've learned that I needed help in doing so. Tom has motivated me to be even better. I started listening in 2022 here, and I started by listening to the newer stuff. Of course, the Facebook page, videos, podcasts, and whatever else came my way. After really buying into what he was selling, I started at all the back episodes, one, and right now I think I'm currently on episode 35 or something like that. This man has gold even as far back as 2015. Keep up the great work, Tom. I'll catch up to the newer stuff soon enough." Sampleson, super appreciate you being part of the fight and listening to the show. Guys, super proud. This morning, as the time of me recording this right now for you, I recorded our 619th episode of the Contractor Fight Podcast. How cool is that? So I just want to thank you all for being listeners and sharing this with other contractors and doing your part to raise the bar for everybody. Finally, my big ask, give us a rating, give us a review, because the more people, like I said, that hear this, the better it is for everybody in the industry. You guys rock. I got to roll. Fighters, what's going on? We're hitting another week hard here. Hopefully, you got some momentum. Things are going good for you. We're well over halfway point here. We're into August of 2022. Halfway point of the year is passed us over a month ago. And you got a few months left, guys. And I want to talk about something I'm seeing a lot of lately. I've done a couple polls in our groups. I've done some lives, you know, with a couple hundred people on them. And I'm polling and asking questions on the live and getting comments. And the overwhelming majority of contractors, okay, check this out. I don't get this, okay? But the overwhelming majority of you listening to this, just if I'm playing the odds of the polls I've been doing here, you don't have a sales goal. Like, and I when I ask the question, "What's your sales goal?" I hear things like, "Well, I just try to sell as much as I can." Guys, that's vague. It's not a target. Okay. You got to put your crosshairs on the target, pull the trigger, and kill the fucking enemy. All right. And so it's the same with sales, right? You got to put your crosshairs on the dollar amount that you need to sell in order to hit your financial goals for the company. And the first financial goal that you need to hit, and I want to get in a couple of reasons here quickly why you need sales goals. Number one, it's to hit your break-even point, your break-even revenue point. There's a difference between sales and revenue. Revenue is what you deposit into the bank. Okay. Sales is what you have agreements on and hopefully deposit checks. So a signed agreement for a project of $100,000. Okay. And you get some sort of deposit. Let's just say you get a deposit of 30 grand. You deposit the 30 grand in the bank. That's revenue. You sold $100,000, but your revenue is 30 grand. Well, I coach so many people that are confused on this, that whatever your break-even revenue goal is for the month, and by the way, it should be at least 2 to 3 times what your overhead is. Okay. So if your overhead's 25 grand a month, you better have at least $100,000 a month sales goal, because you're not, if you sell that $100,000 job today, it doesn't mean you're collecting that money this month. All right. You have to produce the fucking thing. It's on the calendar for 6 weeks or 6 months or whatever it might be. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense. In order for you to win financially, you need to have a sales goal so that you know, but without a doubt, that your sales is outpacing your production and you will have money coming in. Okay. And this is too short of an episode here today to dig into this. This is fresh on my mind because I just did a kick-ass training call in our battleground group about this today. And it fried some people's brains when we broke down the break-even math. All right. So number one reason that you need to have a sales goal, you guys, it will make sure that you're hitting your break-even revenue goal each month so that you're not going negative. In fact, for those of you that are on this feast and famine cycle, like I'm really busy, you've got all this money coming in, and then, but I never seem to have any money in my bank account. My debt is increasing or staying the same, you know, and it's like check to check or month to month and things like that. That's an indicator that you don't have a fucking sales goal. All right. That makes sense. So number one, number two reason here, guys, when you have a sales goal, it lights the path. Okay. Gives you a clear path that you can walk down of actions and activities. Okay. So a sales goal is what's called a lagging indicator. So if I set a sales goal for $200,000 this month, I'm not going to know until the month's over if I hit the goal. Okay. The result of the 200 grand or whatever I sell lags behind. But when you properly set a sales goal, you'll know, you will reverse engineer it back to the daily activities that you need to take that lead to you cashing fucking checks and selling projects and signing contracts. All right. So, and what we manage each day, we manage the daily activity on our way to the goal. That's the path, along the path. How many leads do I need? How many jobs do I have to sell? What profit margin do these jobs have to be at in order to hit the break-even point and hopefully beyond that with a net profit? Okay. And 100% of the people I talk to that don't have like a clear sales goal have no idea how many leads they need, no idea how many jobs they have to do. They don't know what to do. Like if it's a quarter in the way in the month, and you're, well, here, I'll just give you an example from somebody on the call today. It was the example we broke down, I think, was $150,000 a month sales goal. Well, if there's 23 working days, we'll go with 23 in the month, you have to sell $6,500 a day minimum. Okay. If you're working a 5-day week, that means you better have sold at least $32,000-$33,000 that week. Well, if you get into the second week, all right, you're in the second full week and you didn't hit the 32 grand on your sales target with signed contracts, whatever amount you're short, that's what you're fucking behind. And you need to know, what actions do I take to get back on track? Is it UITs? It's some, you know, our warranty calls. It's it, you know, working your past dead leads database. It's prospecting, all these other things that are sales activities. All right. So it lights the path. That's super important. Guys, it also creates momentum. When you have a sales goal and you are, it's like eating potato chips, man. Eat a potato chip, you want another potato chip. When you sell a project, you want another project. You want to have momentum. And if you know, if you break that monthly goal down in how many fucking, you know, dollars do I have to sell each day, you're more likely to hit that goal because your mind is focused on it. Remember, we get what we focus on. All right, I want to close with this before we get out of here. It's super important for you guys to hear me out on this. And I went after our group pretty damn hard today on the call. And what I went hard up on them about was this. If you don't have a sales goal that's reverse engineered into daily actions and those things, and I don't care, here's a quick timeout. I don't fucking care if you're working in the field, all right? Because your number one job is not to work in the goddamn fucking field, guys. Yeah, shit needs to be produced. We all get that. But your number one job is to get the fucking phone to ring and close deals. It's to sell shit. The only reason, there are two reasons that your business exists. The first is to meet a need, and the second is to fucking make money. That's it. And you can't keep meeting needs if you don't have any fucking money coming in. All right? You can tell I'm amped up about this because I'm fucking tired of hearing guys getting DMs and emails through YouTube and our podcast and all of this shit, how you motherfuckers are broke. All right? And, you know, oh, I've got to shut my business down and go get a job, or my wife's pissed at me. And guys, this is fucking friendly fire. Because you don't take the job of sales seriously. You view yourself as a contractor. as a painter, a carpenter. You're not a fucking painter anymore. Okay? You are a sales professional. So start fucking acting like one. All right? Now, this also, I want to say this. Let me calm down a bit. If the shoe fits, wear it. What that means is that what I'm saying to you applies if you're one of the guilty ones that doesn't have a fucking sales goal. You're not working a daily sales fucking plan consistently every day, then wake the fuck up and get off your ass. Okay? Now, if the shoe doesn't fit, then I just wasted your fucking time, or if nothing else, I might have helped light a fire on your ass to take it a little harder. Guys, I love you. I care about you. I want you to win. I'm tired of seeing you guys fucking go bankrupt. I'm tired of you talking about your debt growing. I'm tired of getting emails how you fucked up your business and now your wife is leaving your ass because you're a fucking person that she can't trust. Okay? I am not in this to make you a better carpenter. I am in this to change your fucking family tree. That's why the fight exists. That's why I do what I do. And that's why I come after your bitch asses. All right, because I want to wake you the fuck up and show you that there is a way, but you got to pay the price. Okay, what's the old saying? Everyone wants to be a lion, right? Yeah, I'm a lion. Look at me. Roar! Well, guess what? You ain't a lion if you don't do lion shit. Lions kill shit. They're the king of the fucking jungle. They don't take shit from anybody, and they certainly don't let excuses or anything else get in their way of killing the fucking gazelle. All right? It's your fucking ass right here. Get your mind right and sell shit. You don't have a fucking sales goal, get a sales goal. And by the way, let me give you a crash course on sales goals. If your overhead, which should include your salary as the owner, is say $20,000 a month. Okay. Now I'm going to slow this down. I'm going to slow this down because this took me a long time to get this whole break-even thing. Guys, there's a break-even sales and revenue thing. And then there's like the real sales goal. All right. If your overhead is say $20,000 a month, paying yourself 10, you got another 10 of other shit you're paying for in the business. This is not your field labor. So don't fucking message me and go, where do I put my painter in the field in the overhead? They're not overhead. Okay. Jesus Christ. They're cost of goods. In fact, you know what? I normally don't do this, but go to my fucking website and look around courses and find foundations. There's a thing called foundations. I think it's like $400. I don't even know what the fuck we charge for it. Okay. I go over how to do this. I normally don't push things that hard, but I'm telling you, if you don't know fucking numbers and how to figure out your break even and all that other shit, then spend the $400 and do what it says and you'll have another $100,000 in your pocket in 12 months. I promise you. All right. So anyway, if your overhead's $20,000 a month, a lot of guys go, well, I got to sell $20,000 a month. Okay. Do you see how that's a problem? Now, just work with me here. If I sell $20,000 a month only, and let's say I produce it at a 50% gross profit, that means I got $10,000 left. Well, the $10,000 I have left doesn't cover the $20,000 in overhead there, brainiacs. All right. So your break even sales goal, I'm sorry, break even revenue goal is $20,000 divided by the 50% gross profit. It's actually $40,000. So then when you go out and you fucking sell $40,000 and produce it at a 50% gross profit, you have $20,000 left to pay the $20,000 of overhead, and it zeroes out. There's no net profit, nothing. It's zero. It's break even. Okay? So what I do and what I coach people to do is I say, I'm going to take that $20,000. That's what we have to pay the bills, right? Keep the lights on to pay me to buy mama shoes and all that other shit. But then I ask myself, what is the financial pat on the back that I want to give myself above and beyond just breaking even each month? Let's just use $5,000. Okay. So now that $20,000 plus a $5,000 net profit goal gives me $25,000 of overhead and net profit. I divide that by 50%, 0.5. That is a $50,000 sales goal or break-even revenue goal. All right. That's what I have to deposit into the bank. Okay. I have to deposit $50,000 into the bank in order to keep half of it and the $5,000 for net profit. Okay. We cover this in Foundation. I'm not going to beat it up here. Now I take that $50,000 break-even revenue goal and I multiply it by at least two, normally three. So you take $50,000 break-even and I multiplied, let's just go with two for easy math for everybody here. That means my sales goal is $100,000, not the break-even revenue goal. Okay. And that $100,000 divided by a month, most months have like 22 working days, means I have to sign new contracts every day on average of $4,500. Okay. Now you might have a goose egg today, but you might sell $8,000 tomorrow. All right. But you're still behind because the 2 days would have been what? $9,000. You're $1,000 behind. All right. If you're not paying attention to this, you guys, seriously, if you're not paying attention to this and working this math and creating the sales and at what I call bacon making activities that you do every single day, it's like as regular as playing with yourself. That's how often you do it, right? All right. And taking a piss and brushing your teeth. That's how part of your routine, your sales, bacon making sales activity should be. All right. If you're not working on this shit, looking at these numbers every single day to know where you're at, I really, truly question your commitment to success. I think you're treating your business as a fucking hobby. And that's the thing that pisses me off because it's friendly fire. Most contractors that we deal with don't have sales goals. They don't do this stuff. Even when we do podcasts like this and I put it out to you, you think I'm fucking joking around. You think this shit's optional. That's where I think most of y'all are just going, I just want to play business owner and it's cool to have tools and a fucking big truck and all this other bullshit. You know what I like? I like a big fucking bank account. I like a life that has a good pace to it and I'm not overworked because I make enough fucking money. So if you like those things, then listen to me. If you'd rather keep slamming your dick in the door, keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you guys. Share this with another contractor. Hit the show notes. Go to the website. Check out our Foundations program. If you give a shit about this stuff, I appreciate y'all. And damn it, you got what it takes. You have it in you. You got greatness in you. Seriously. I know I'm giving you shit here today, but you guys have greatness in you. All right. Let's be more than potential. Okay. Let's stop talking about your fucking potential and actually start talking about the results that you're getting and the things that you're achieving in your life. And this is one of those low hanging fruit, really fucking easy things that you can do to move the needle financially. You guys rock. I got to roll. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at Real Tom Reber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.